And it's time to bring in Ruth Efstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area, of course, and joins us on a Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Ready to start another week?
Yeah, it's been a rough month and a half for us here.
Oh, it's been a tough month.
It started with Jack Murtaugh passing away in Sharon, then George Holtz Gruby, and then, of course, this week we learned of the passing of Bullet Bob Sherwood, an amazing trio of standard bearers for our towns.
Absolutely, and this is when you really realize how important people are in the community and what they mean to each other. It was just the outpouring. As you and I have talked, when Jack's service was held at the firehouse, it was ongoing for hours. George just had tremendous following. The family really kept everybody in telling everybody about what was happening, and everybody followed that. And now Bullet, and I would expect it's going to be a very large service on Friday at the firehouse again.
Well, yeah, I think it starts at 2 and goes till, yeah, I think, 9 o'clock at the firehouse.
Right, and then a funeral on Saturday. But you and I talked over the weekend, and it's just the outpouring and the heartfelt feelings for him were just incredible. And
after the shock and people being literally shocked, the stories started surfacing, the legendary stories of Bullet.
I mean, you just couldn't help but, you know, we're all talking about Willie Hallahan's beautiful remembrance, but even Craig Whiting describing Bullet and, you know, coming up to him at a fire scene not prepared, and Bullet just really going at him, and yet so endearing. You know, everybody loved Bullet. You couldn't help but not.
Well, and literally there was not an accident scene or a down power line or a down tree scene that if you lived in Salisbury, Bullet would be there on
Bullet
one
was
end.
There. Yeah. Yep. And again, as we have said, he just, you know, he pervaded all classes, everybody, from weekenders to those who grew up with him to those who, you know, just knew him waving when he was at the directing traffic at the memorial at the
I mean, you could be driving by him in the car, and he'd be at the Salisbury Fall Festival, and you'd be going by him, and he'd recognize you, and you'd already be 20 feet past, and you'd hear, "Hey!"
Yeah.
He just knew everybody. He just.
I can only hope that all the outpouring helps the family in their time. So.
Yeah, our condolences go out to the Sherwood family.
Unbelievable, So, another busy time. We have all our meetings tonight, our favorite first Monday of the month, with Salisbury Selectmen, Canaan Selectmen, Region 1. Fortunately, it's the last Region 1 of the year. It's always nice to get a break from those over the summer. And then tomorrow, we've got, well, I'm sure you've got more on your list than I even have. Tomorrow, there's the Cancer Survivor Celebration at the Grove. And also starting up the first Tuesdays at 7 at the Falls Village Meeting House.
I think the Falls Village Board of Education meets tomorrow as
well. And it does. Falls Village Meeting House does. Falls Village Board of Ed does meet.
The Kent Board of Education meets.
Are they meeting Wednesday?
I think I've got this down here as June 5th.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what somebody thought too. Yep.
But you know, the Region 1 Board of Education meeting, there's a talk about extending the superintendent's contract.
Yes, there is. I've been hearing through the grapevine, and people, you know, we went through this issue years ago, and the board had agreed no more extensions. Yep. They were going to let contracts run out and renegotiate, and now the talk is of extending. So I think that was brought up at the ABC committee meeting. I assume it will be discussed tonight, and it has to be brought up at all the board meetings. So
I just say if they do this this coming election, vote out whoever is in the Board
Hopefully.
Of Education
and, again, people,
and vote in people that will follow the people's wishes. It's just
or
plain
follow
and simple.
The agreement. Exactly. Follow the rules and the agreements that were previously been made.
Yeah. That was the talk years ago when there was a lot of chatter about that.
We went through this.
Now, also a reminder tomorrow, Denise George, president of the Sharon Hospital, has a state of the hospital.
Oh, is that tomorrow?
That is tomorrow morning.
Oh, man.
9 till 10:30. At Sharon Town Hall. Now, if you haven't made your reservations now, I would think that call to find out because there's going to be light refreshments and they're probably already booked out. But 860-364-4085, and Denise will give the state of the hospital.
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me of that. I'm getting bad with
getting stuff
on my calendar. I've had all this other stuff, and I put the invitation aside and... Okay, yeah, that's important to hear what's going on. She is the, as we know, the interim, and everybody, of course, is always interested in what's happening, especially since the with new Vance now as the head and back to a nonprofit. So people will be there, no doubt.
And, you know, a story broke today in the Poughkeepsie Journal with HealthQuest. There was a breach. Some of their employees got hoodwinked into filling out forms online, and there was a breach. And HealthQuest is going to be contacting all the employees who were affected. They've since hired a firm to tighten up their security. But that happened. Several months ago. But it's been like with most breaches of internet security, it takes months to find out about it,
right?
And then months to do it, and then months to notify the people.
Fix it up.
Yeah, it's just
wow, that's too bad. Yeah. And looking back, we had a busy week. We had that was a pretty tempestuous meeting in Falls Village over the affordable housing proposal. The town hall was packed. They are talking about perhaps 14 to 28 units in Lime Rock Station. The Falls Village Housing Trust wants to put in its land that was bought or given to Habitat, and Habitat wants to parlay it to them. And so that hearing is continued, but you know, Marshall and Jill, I was talking to people again. It was like the asphalt meeting. No reason to get nasty, and people had to start calling and names and making just inappropriate remarks to my and several others thought the same who were there. Wish people would tone it down.
It's becoming, unfortunately, the norm rather than the exception.
Exactly,
but it's also
exactly.
just bad manners, unless moderators and everybody.
There's no moderators at town.
Well, that's the thing. I was talking to somebody who said, you know, you've got to put in some moderators at these meetings who can just run the meeting, and somebody who's impartial and put time limits, and anybody who's out of line is just told to, you know, we don't abide by
just
that
make
sort of.
One rule. No personal assaults.
Right,
that's a simple rule. You start to make a personal assault, you're cut off.
You have to sit down.
And sit down or leave. I I'm just talking to several people this week about it. And, you know, you and I certainly have covered meetings for years and years, and the tone has definitely gone downhill. So.
Hey, when I was head-to-head, nose-to-nose, and running for the Board of Education and had my problems with the Region 1 Board of Education, I never got out of line at those meetings.
No,
always kept my patience.
You went to debate school. What I'm trying to say broadly to everybody is, hey, reimpose the old rules.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yep. Do unto others, huh?
Yeah,
you know,
too.
The same old. But just civility is, for so many people, has just gone out the window, and it's very disturbing. And I'm certainly seeing it, and we're seeing it nationally and locally. It's very unfortunate. So we had that. We had the Honor Society induction, which was a nice change from the tone at the Falls Village meeting. Lots of kids in getting their awards and doing good things. It was Karen Davenport's last one. She's the advisor for the Honor Society. You know, Mark Burdick and Karen are retiring from the school. Long, long time people, and they will be missed. And Of course, we had the great Grange plant and rummage sale on Saturday, which is fabulous. And Amy Shukat told me how much she enjoys listening to us on Mondays.
And you had a nice picture of Brent amongst the flowers.
And Brent amongst the flowers. Yep, always a great, great day. And so onward and upward. We're ready to go again. And hopefully the weather lasts and we can get everything in this week.
Lots of interesting and different meetings this week. We should, once again, you mentioned it, the National Cancer Survivors Day. That is a yearly event that Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association now puts on.
And it's really very nice.
And it honors all cancer survivors in our area.
What it does. And they do a nice job, very uplifting. And once again, our hearts go out to the Sherwoods. So
absolutely.
And on the 9th is the FFA Chicken Barbecue at the high school. So that's always a great thing, and it's good to support that group.
All right.
So I don't think we'll be sitting idly this week.
I don't think so, Ruth, and we'll speak to you next Monday.
I'm sure we will. Have a good week, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.